You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Laura Wenis, who you just heard from, is the managing editor at Mission Local, a news source serving San Francisco's Mission District. Another one of the outlet's reporters is Laura Waxman, who focuses much of her work on homelessness. KALW's Ben Trefney sat down with her and asked how the Navigation Center initiative has changed and expanded over the last few years.
Originally, the centers were supposed to help people get housed. So you could stay as long as you needed to until housing was found for you. So I've talked to people who were in the original center for at least a year, 8 months, a year, maybe longer. Then sometime last year, they changed it to 30 days.
Why?
At 1950 Mission Street. Just to get people, there was such a demand. They were clearing the encampments. If you remember, you know, that was the mission had large scale encampments. I mean, they were 20 people plus, Shotwell Street. So that was, from what I understand, that was a huge effort. Most of the people who were cleared from the encampments went to 1950 Mission Street. So it was for the turnover.
So the new Navigation Center that is there at 26th and South Van Ness,
right.
Really essentially the heart of the Mission District.
Yeah, it's right there by Cesar Chavez.
They're bringing 120 people in out of what they say is a pool of 510 candidates. So how do they choose who can come in?
So this one is actually a special navigation center, and that was kind of part of a deal that Hillary Ronan, the mission supervisor, brokered. Because we have these large-scale encampments, because we have this need, and because we have a lot of people who are frustrated, this navigation center will serve the population of the mission from Division Street to Cesar Chavez, from Potrero Avenue to Valencia Street. And what we've been seeing this past year are encampments being cleared. So the people who were cleared from these encampments obviously have priority to go into the center. But it's geography-based, so you have to be in the mission.
Right. But that means that there's going to be 390 people who can't make it in who are in some form of homelessness.
Exactly. Well, definitely. So the first round of clients will be 120 people for 120 beds. What I understand, and there's some flexibility here, but what I understand is that the stays are 30 to 60 days. So that's the turnover. The Navigation Center is supposed to be there for 6 to 8 months.
And that's another question that's interesting with this one. You noted that it's a special one, but it's similar to the one over on 16th, the first Navigation Center, in that it needs to shut down because there is housing that's actually
right.
Going up on the site of the Navigation Centers that they're building.
Exactly. 157 units by Lennar. And that's supposed to break ground in January 2018. So They have to be out by then.
That seems obviously like an unsustainable model for navigation centers.
Yeah, all the navigation centers are temporary. But what we've seen with the recent ones, the past ones, is that they're open, they're still running, they're supposed to close down at some point, but they haven't. So I think this one is definitely, there's definitely a timeline, a fixed deadline for it to close. And that was part of the contention around it when all these meetings were happening, the community meetings. You know, some people were saying, what's the point of investing $2.5 million into the center if it's only going to operate for 6 months? But on the other hand,
what was the answer?
The answer is that it's better than nothing. It's better than having people on the street. It's better than moving people around and sweeping them from block to block. And I mean, there's also, you know, if you look at exits from the Navigation Center at 950 Mission Street, Homeward Bound is a huge component, which is a bus ticket home.
Yeah, tell me about that, because that's one of the other controversies about how San Francisco is actually dealing with its homeless.
Exits from the Navigation Center have been Homeward Bound, which is a program that literally connects you with relatives, people, you know, outside of San Francisco, wherever you came from, helps you kind of, you know, it's the best ticket home. So they send people to where they came from.
Well, what's the argument for and against that?
Sometimes you can resolve your homelessness by reconnecting with your family. You know, you can resolve your homelessness by getting support from people who are there to support you. And so I think that's one argument for it. But then, of course, on the flip side, you know, it's sending people out of the city.
And you don't
out of their networks that they've built here, out of their communities that they have here.
And then they're no longer San Francisco's problem,
exactly.
So to speak. So it's just shuffling it off
right.
to somebody
and
else.
And
in
it's
a way.
You know, it's interesting seeing those numbers and that's a huge component of the exits from the center.
You noted that the brand new Navigation Center in the center of the Mission District is special.
Mm-hmm.
Did it go through the same kind of planning process as the one over in Dogpatch, say, which is kind of a more permanent, more established one?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely, you know, there were community meetings around it. You know, there was had to be approval on those levels, but this one happened really quickly.
What does it look like? Can you describe it?
So it's the old McMillan Electrical Building. I walked in before I was escorted out, but it's run by a nonprofit. There's going to be 120 beds. I only got into the lobby.
Is it a large open space, like a warehouse?
It has large windows, but you can't look in. They do have a courtyard, and I didn't see it, so I don't know what that looks like. But they have a courtyard where they want people to hang out. And that's also addressing the loitering issue that we see. You know, some people have had concerns about 16th Street, people hang out in front of the center. So hopefully this will be a way for people to be outside, you know, socialize, connect without being on South Venice or any of those other streets.
Which is, I think, part of the impetus for creating kind of a quick opening navigation center there in that part of the city, because there are a lot of homeless people who are in that part of the Mission
right.
District. And I'm wondering, because it seems like this is something that's becoming more and more visible in San Francisco over the last few years, has the interest and support that Laura Wenis was talking about finding in the neighborhood, is that in part because it's a local alternative to these less organized homeless encampments that are there anyway? So at least there's some way to process them in the same neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, it's a torn, like people are torn about that, you know? But I think there's definitely a lot of interest because it is a solution to this problem that we've had for so many years, and it's only getting worse in some senses. So I think, and then obviously it's a more organized, more safer, more healthy way to live than in an encampment.
But you've been to community meetings where they've talked about bringing in this navigation
yes.
center. And what did you hear from people?
Mixed opinions. I mean, I think that, you know, most people want to be compassionate. And I think most people are compassionate. And I think most people understand that this is a city problem that we have to deal with in some form. But I think, you know, there's also a lot of fear and a lot of concern. And that's understandable as well. I mean, we've had, I just read an article, but there, you know, Public Works picked up tons and tons and tons of syringes and needles and trash, you know, last month. And that's an issue for people. That's an issue for families who live in the neighborhood. And crime has gone up in the Mission, you know, homeless calls have gone up in the Mission. I mean, it's a real problem.
Well, so one thought that I have, though, is when they're putting city money into building services, which, you know, part of the argument, of course, is to put the services where people are at who need it.
Right.
And homelessness is most visible at the minute in the Mission District, I think, and in Soma.
Soma, Bayview has a really big homeless population as well.
And the Tenderloin historically has
right.
had a lot as well. And so that's where you end up providing services.
Right.
But other parts of the city don't end up dealing with these
right.
issues as much. And I think that there's certainly an argument to spread out where you provide services so that you can end up moving some of this population instead of kind of ghettoizing it in certain spots.
Absolutely. And I think that was an argument brought up by some of these neighbors who went to the meetings. You know, I remember distinctly someone saying, why doesn't Marina have one? Why doesn't Nob Hill have, you know, all these places? And I think that there needs to be services in other neighborhoods as well. I believe that. But I do see the point of having a navigation center near a homeless encampment. People have property, people have things that they can't move by themselves. You know, people have communities, and the whole point of a navigation center is that you move and you get out of it and you are able to leave during the day. It's not a prison, you know? So I do see the point of like keeping people close to their community.